The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good evening, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. It is 6:35 on this lovely, lovely Monday, September 28th. You are listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing with me, Becky. Remember, as always, that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text the coronavirus Q&A line at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. The Washington Listens support line is available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends. It's to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress, and it's a free service for those who are not in crisis but need an outlet to manage that stress. And the number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. We do have some state news today. The Department of Social and Health Services, or DSHS, is expected to provide extra food benefits up to the maximum allowed for each household for the month of October. Those who normally receive food benefits on October 1st or 2nd will see additional benefits on their EBT card October 2nd, and those who normally receive food benefits between October 3rd and 20th will receive them on their regular issuance date. A scam which targets SNAP benefits recipients has been circulating. DSHS notes that they do not text anyone regarding benefits. If SNAP participants are unsure if a request for information is legitimate, USDA advises that they contact their local SNAP office. For Washington, the SNAP office can be called at 1-877-501-2233. The DSHS offices were closed today, September 28th, due to budget-related furlough, but will be open again tomorrow on Tuesday, September 29th, for full service. As is typical for our announcements on Monday daily briefings, the Tacoma City Council will hold its weekly meeting virtually tomorrow. That's September 29th at 6 p.m. It'll air on TV Tacoma and will be live-streamed on tvtacoma.com and on the city's Facebook Live. I'm personally excited by this lovely Indian summer that we're having now, this lovely weather of clear skies. If you happen to be in a position to get out of the city in the evenings, do look up towards the sky, because due to some geomagnetic storms that are happening, there is a possibility that either tonight or tomorrow night, there may be an aurora that one can see. Aurora is also known as northern lights. Best be doing that before smoke from wildfires in California is predicted to roll in either Wednesday morning or late Tuesday night. There are numerous free testing sites in our region, as we usually announce. For Seattle locations, you can visit seattle.gov or call 206-477-3977. For other King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's mobile testing events in Pierce County include the following: Tacoma Nazarene Church, Rainier View Christian Church, and PLU, that's Pacific Lutheran University, will all hold free mobile testing events on Tuesday, September 29th. Emmanuel Presbyterian Church, Michaels Plaza, and Tacoma Community House, and Metro Parks Tacoma's Star Center will hold free mobile testing on Wednesday, September 30th. and Metro Parks Verlo Park and the Church for All Nations will host testing events on Thursday, October 1st. Wrapping up the week on Friday, October 2nd, there will be mobile testing events for COVID-19 at Fort Steilacoom Park, University of Puget Sound, and Trinity Church Food Program Building. For those Pierce County mobile testing events, no ID is required and tests are free and open to anyone. Many testing events run all day from about 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., but some of the events are half-day events or have different hours, so you should check the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test for specific times. Also, community healthcare with locations in Tacoma, Spanaway, and Lakewood is offering testing for COVID-19 even if you're not a community healthcare patient. You can call 253-722-2161 for a telehealth screening appointment. Well, I thank you for listening to The Daily Briefing with me, Becky, on KTQA. Remember that if ever you miss any of the daily briefings, you can always find them at daily.ktqa.org. You can always listen to them after the fact or click on those links and you can find all of the announcements and bulletins that Sam and I read out as part of the daily briefing. If you have questions for us, we love getting feedback from listeners. And so our phone number is 253-330-8821, where you can text us or call and leave a message. You can email us daily@ktqa.org. Remember that you can always dial 211 for statewide community resources through the United Way. If you're having trouble or needing to be connected with services, 311 gets you to the city of Tacoma. I think 811 is dig safe. 911 is what we all know. See if you can see some of those auroras, those northern lights dancing through our skies this evening. I will next see you on our final day of September on Wednesday.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.